Good morning. It's November 17th, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app. This commentary compares the long-term growth prospects of Apple and Amazon based on analysis from The Motley Fool. Both companies are well known and have seen substantial success, with Apple's market capitalization exceeding $4 trillion and Amazon's reaching $2.6 trillion as of mid-November. While past performance is noteworthy, investors are keen to understand which company might offer better potential moving forward. Apple is widely recognized for its appealing consumer products, such as the iPhone, iMac, and iPad. The iPhone, in particular, is a significant revenue driver, accounting for about half of Apple's total sales, which amounted to over $416 billion for the fiscal year. Recently, iPhone sales showed a positive trend, increasing by 6.1% year-over-year in the fourth quarter. The introduction of the new iPhone 17 model in mid-September has sparked early excitement, especially in markets like the United States and China. In addition to hardware, Apple has a robust services segment that has been growing rapidly, contributing 26% of total revenue last year. This area has impressive profit margins, with services achieving a gross margin of over 75% compared to around 37% for product sales. However, some anticipated product launches, like the Apple Car and the Vision Pro headset, have not met expectations, with the wearables segment experiencing a slight decline in sales. On the other hand, Amazon is not only a major online retailer, but also has diverse offerings, including devices like Alexa and Kindle, and physical stores like Whole Foods. Its cloud computing division, Amazon Web Services, or AWS, is particularly noteworthy. Although it accounts for a smaller portion of total sales, it generates a significant amount of profit. AWS reported over $93 billion in sales over 9 months, with operating income making up a substantial 60% of Amazon's overall profit. The ongoing demand for cloud services, especially with the rise of artificial intelligence, positions AWS for continued growth, bolstered by its dominant market share. Both companies have lagged behind the broader S&P 500 index this year, with Apple shares rising by 9.2% and Amazon's by 11.3%. However, they are now trading at lower price-to-earnings ratios, with Apple at 37 and Amazon at 35, compared to the 30 ratio for the S&P 500. The higher valuation of Amazon can be justified. Given the strong growth prospects of AWS and its competitive advantages in the cloud space. In conclusion, the analysis suggests that Amazon may have the upper hand over Apple when it comes to long-term investment potential, primarily due to the impressive growth trajectory of its cloud services and the high barriers to entry in that market. This report covers the significant rise in shares of Quantum Computing Inc. following its third quarter earnings announcement. Benzinga reported that the company exceeded expectations by posting earnings of 1 cent per share, contrasting with analyst predictions of a loss of 6 cents. Additionally, Quantum Computing's quarterly sales reached $384,000, which was a substantial improvement over the forecast of $116,000. As a result, shares surged by 23.5%, reaching $13.09 during pre-market trading. This performance indicates strong market confidence in quantum computing's growth potential.
This report covers Biogen's recent progress in securing a high-dose regimen of nusinersen for spinal muscular atrophy treatment. In a statement, Benzinga shared that the Committee for Medicinal Products for Human Use of the European Medicines Agency has issued a positive recommendation for the approval of this higher dosing option. This regimen targets the most common form of spinal muscular atrophy, known as 5Q spinal muscular atrophy, which accounts for the majority of cases. If the European Commission approves this recommendation, it would provide an additional treatment option alongside the existing lower dose regimen. Biogen's executive vice president, emphasized the importance of addressing the unmet needs of patients in this community, highlighting the potential for improved patient outcomes. The recommendation stems from comprehensive clinical trials that demonstrated the efficacy and safety of the higher dose regimen, which includes an initial loading dose followed by maintenance doses. In these studies, infants treated with the high dose showed significant improvements in motor skills compared to a matched control group, and the regimen was well tolerated overall. Biogen is also pursuing regulatory approval in the United States. With a decision expected by early April 2026, the company's efforts represent a significant step forward for patients and families affected by spinal muscular atrophy, offering renewed hope for enhanced treatment options.
This report addresses the looming memory chip shortage impacting the consumer electronics and automotive sectors, with significant implications for pricing and availability. As reported earlier by CNBC, chipmakers and industry analysts are raising alarms about a potential shortage of memory chips in the coming year, primarily driven by the surge in demand from the artificial intelligence sector. Zhao Haijun, the co-chief executive officer of Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corporation, noted that clients are hesitant to place orders for other types of chips due to uncertainties surrounding memory chip supply. This caution reflects the broader trend where chip manufacturers are increasingly focusing on advanced memory solutions for AI applications, which leaves less capacity for producing chips needed by traditional consumer products. Industry experts point out that the demand for AI servers, which rely heavily on high bandwidth memory, is outpacing supply. Dan Nystad from TriOrient highlighted that AI companies are willing to pay premium prices for these advanced chips, which could spell trouble for sectors that depend on more affordable memory solutions, such as personal computers and automotive electronics. Compounding these challenges, the memory sector has faced downturns that have led to underinvestment. While new production capacity is being developed, it will take time to come online. In response to these supply constraints, memory chip manufacturers have reportedly begun raising prices significantly, with Samsung Electronics recently increasing prices on select memory chips by as much as 60% since September, according to MS Huang from Counterpoint Research. These rising prices and tightening supply are starting to affect lower-end smartphones and set-top boxes, with fears that the impact could soon extend to a broader range of consumer products. The situation is particularly pressing in China, where there is a high reliance on low-cost devices, but analysts are cautioning that this is a global issue. Moreover, market intelligence firm TrendForce has predicted the start of a strong upward pricing cycle in the memory industry, potentially leading to higher retail prices for consumer goods such as smartphones and laptops. As we move forward, consumers may find themselves facing increased costs due to these memory shortages, which will be an important trend to monitor in the upcoming months.
This report discusses the agreement between GD Aerospace and Emirates for a substantial order of GE9X engines. In a new piece by Benzinga, it was announced that Emirates has finalized an agreement for 130 GE9X engines to power 65 additional Boeing 777-9 aircraft. This deal increases the airline's total order of GE9X engines to over 540. And includes spare engines along with a long-term services agreement. This partnership, which spans over four decades, underscores the strong relationship between the two companies. Emirates, known for operating the largest fleet of Boeing 777 aircraft, is solidifying its commitment to this aircraft model with an order valued at approximately $38 billion. The chief executive officer of Emirates highlighted the importance of this deal, not only for the airline, but also as a testament to the broader U.S. aerospace industry. The GE9X engine, recognized as the most powerful and fuel-efficient commercial aircraft engine currently available, boasts significant advancements in fuel consumption and emissions compared to its predecessor. It has undergone extensive testing, ensuring its reliability in challenging environments, such as those found in the Middle East. Additionally, GE Aerospace is making a notable investment of $50 million in a new on-wing support facility. Reinforcing its commitment to the region, this expansion aligns with the ambitious goals of the United Arab Emirates in the aviation sector and emphasizes GE Aerospace's long-standing presence and partnership within the country.
This report addresses Avadel Pharmaceuticals and its potential acquisition by Lundbeck. In a statement, Globe Newswire shared that Avadel's board of directors has deemed an unsolicited acquisition proposal from H. Lundbeck AS as a company superior proposal. This proposal values Avadel at up to $23 per ordinary share, translating to a total equity value of around $2.4 billion. Notably, this offer represents a premium of approximately 29% compared to Avadel's closing price prior to the announcement of its existing agreement with Alkermes. The Lundbeck proposal consists of a cash payment of $21 per share at closing, along with a contingent value right that could provide additional cash payments based on the sales performance of Avadel's products. This includes potential payments tied to achieving certain sales milestones by specific dates. Currently, Avadel has notified Alkermes of this new proposal, which triggers a 5-business-day period for negotiations. During this time, Alkermes may attempt to amend the existing transaction agreement to counter Lundbeck's offer. However, Avadel's board has not yet changed its recommendation regarding the Alkermes acquisition and has stated that no action is required from Avadel shareholders at this moment. This situation underscores the competitive landscape in the biopharmaceutical sector as companies look to secure valuable assets and expand their portfolios. Investors will be watching closely to see how negotiations unfold and whether Lundbeck will ultimately proceed with a formal offer.
This report discusses the acquisition proposal from H. Lundbeck AS for Avadel Pharmaceuticals. In recent commentary, Benzinga noted that Avadel's board of directors has identified Lundbeck's unsolicited offer as a superior proposal compared to its existing agreement with Alkermes. The proposed deal values Avadel at as much as $23 per share, translating to an estimated total equity value of around $2.4 billion. This represents a significant premium of about 29% compared to Avadel's share price prior to the announcement of the Alkermes acquisition. Lundbeck's offer includes a cash component of $21 per share, along with contingent value rights that could provide additional payments based on the sales performance of Avadel's products. Specifically, these rights could yield up to $2 additional per share, dependent on achieving certain sales milestones by specific deadlines. Avadel has notified Alkermes of this development, initiating a 5-business-day window during which Alkermes can propose adjustments to the terms of their existing agreement. It's important to note that while discussions are taking place, Avadel's board has not yet changed its recommendation in favor of the Alkermes deal, and no action is required from Avadel shareholders at this point. Overall, this situation is fluid, and the outcome will depend heavily on the negotiations over the coming days. Investors are advised to stay tuned for further developments as both companies navigate this potential acquisition landscape. This commentary focuses on U.S. stock futures and key market indicators ahead of significant economic data releases. According to Benzinga's latest report, U.S. stock futures rose on Monday, following a mixed performance in the markets on Friday. Major indices are showing positive signs as investors gear up for the much-anticipated September jobs report, which is set to be released later this week. This report is particularly important as it will provide insights into the labor market, especially in light of recent comments from Federal Reserve officials that have created uncertainty regarding potential interest rate cuts next month. In addition to the jobs report, investors are also looking forward to earnings results from NVIDIA Corporation, which will be announced on Wednesday. The current yield on the 10-year Treasury bond stands at 4.12%. While the 2-year bond is at 3.60%, the market is currently estimating about a 43.6% chance that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates at its December meeting. In pre-market trading, the SPDR S&P 500 ETF Trust and the Invesco QQQ Trust ETF both experienced gains. The S&P 500 ETF rose by 0.31%, while the NASDAQ 100 ETF increased by 0.57%. However, on Friday, several sectors within the S&P 500 faced losses, particularly materials, financials, and communication services. Market analyst Ryan Detrick provided an optimistic perspective, emphasizing strong earnings forecasts for the S&P 500 in the third quarter, with an expected year-over-year growth of 13.1%. He pointed out that companies earning a significant portion of their revenue internationally may see even higher growth rates. Detrick also addressed the common concerns regarding political events, such as government shutdowns, noting that historically, markets tend to perform well even during these times. Looking at other commodities, crude oil futures are slightly down, hovering around $59.91 per barrel, while gold prices have increased marginally. The US dollar index has also seen a slight uptick. Meanwhile, in the cryptocurrency market, Bitcoin is trading lower. Asian markets closed with mixed results, with some indices declining while others saw gains, and European markets are starting off lower as well. Overall, investors will be closely watching these developments as the week progresses. That's all for now. Thanks for listening and have a great morning.